However, it was interesting that when we compared the control treatment or the high budget program with the low budget program, the low budget program increased the income over fit cost by $1.48 per pig. So these results were very interesting, but there was another question if this will replicate and the commercial conditions where the pigs were exposed to different factors that we cannot control and probably can affect that risk response. And that's why we decided to make a validation of this experiment and the commercial conditions. And we did a partnership with Carthage where we replicated the experiment. But in this case, we were focused only on the feed budget portion.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at FortivaImpact.com. Kemin invites you to optimize swine health and nutrition. Dive in at Kemin.com/swine. DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Essential Ag Solutions, bringing innovative science-based solutions to livestock producers. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition.
Welcome to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine nutrition research digested for you. I'm your host, Clayton Chastain, and today we have with us Dr. Julian Arroyave, a research swine nutritionist at Carthage Innovative Swine Solutions. So Julian, before we get started, would you mind giving the audience a brief introduction about yourself?
Thank you, Clayton, for having me on. My name is Julian Arroyave. I am originally from Colombia, where I finished my undergrad there in animal science. After finishing my undergrad, I moved to Mexico, where I did a master's degree in agricultural science, focused on rumen and nutrition. And after that one, I joined one of the largest swine integrated companies in Mexico, where I worked for almost 6 years in the nutrition and in the research department. After that one, I just get back to school, and I joined K-State for my PhD program, where I was working with the swine nutrition team. And recently, I just joined Carthage, where I'm working in the research, but also in the nutrition department.
Gotcha. And so I know this trial that we're going to talk about, some of it was done at Carthage actually while I was there, though at the time, I think I was involved in a different trial. So I'm truly not as familiar with this one. So some of these questions will be actually my curiosity. But it appears from some of this research that you did at Carthage and some you did at K-State, about different feed budgets in the nursery and kind of compared the performance. Could you tell us a little bit about these trials and what all went into it?
Yes, for these experiments or this project, we were interested in finding a way to reduce the feed cost or increase the profitability of the producers without compromising the growth performance of the pigs. And the way that we figured out that we can achieve this goal was reducing the phases 1 and 2 budget and just basically replacing for phases 3 in the nursery pigs. So to achieve this goal, basically we decided 3 different experiments. 2 of them were conducted at K-State and the other one was a commercial validation. So for the K-State experiments, we just run the 3x3 factorial experiment. And in this experiment, the first factor was the nursery feed budget. That was, we have 3 different programs. For the high budget programs, the pigs receive 1.8 kilograms of phase 1 and 5.4 kilograms of phase 2. For the medium budget programs, the pigs receive 0.9 kilograms of phase 1, 3.6 kilograms for phase 2. And for the low budget programs, the pigs didn't receive any phase 1, just starting in 1.8 kilograms of phase 2. And at the end of the phases 1 and 2 budget, all the pigs transition into a common phase 3 diet until day 42. So something important about this experiment is that to avoid any confounding factors with the diet, all the diets were formulated to have the same SID lysine and the same amino acid ratios across the different phases. And also to avoid confounding factors related with the feed form, we decided to pellet all the diets in across the whole experiment. So, and the second factor that we evaluated here was the body weight for the pigs. So in which we divided the pigs at placement in 3 different categories, that was light, medium, or heavy pigs. So At the end of these experiments, we found that there was no significant interactions between the body weight and the nursery feed budgets of the pigs, and there was no statistical difference or in the growth performance when we reduced the phases 1 and 2 budget. However, it was interesting that when we compared the control treatment or the high budget program with the low budget program, the low budget program increased the income over feed cost by $1.48 per pig. So these results were very interesting, but there was another question if this will replicate and the commercial conditions where the pigs were exposed to different factors that we cannot control and probably can affect that risk response. And that's why we decided to make a validation of this experiment and the commercial conditions. And we did a partnership with Carthage where we replicated the experiment. But in this case, we were focused only on the feed budget portion. We didn't evaluate the body weight for the pig, as we previously didn't observe any significant interactions between both factors. So for the experiment in Carthage, we followed the same treatment structure. The diets were also in pellet form for phases 1, 2, and 3. However, as this is a win-to-finish barn, we decided to extend the experiment a little bit more until day 63, where the pigs fed a matched diet between day 42 and day 63. So the results for these experiments told us that by day 42, the pigs tend to feed lower feed budgets, tending to have lower growth performance. However, this difference was lost between day 42 and day 63. And at day 63, there were no statistical difference between any of the nursery feed budget programs that we evaluated. However, when we compared the high budget, the control treatment with the low budget program, the low budget program increased the income over feed cost by $1.7 per pig. So this is a general view of the experiment that we run with the nursery feed budget.
Gotcha. So when looking at kind of how those pigs recuperated near the end when having less of the phase one or none at all, would you say that the pigs are not really responding to elevated lactose levels or that they're just capable of bouncing back with a slower start?
So that's an excellent question, because the way that we formulate the diet, the chemical composition was almost the same across the different phases, but the lactose levels were different. So, but we can say that the lactose was a big component of the response, and the pigs had not responded to this lactose as previous other works that were presented in Midwest also showing similar results. But specifically for this experiment, as the pharmacological levels of zinc and copper were different across the phases, we cannot assume that the response is 100% related with the lactose. So the short answer is yes, the lactose, the pig seems that it's not responding to high lactose levels under the condition of these experiments, but the way that we decide in this experiment, the other chemical fraction in the diet also can be affecting the response.
Gotcha. And what other factors would you say could affect the response when you reduce those phase one and phase two budgets?
So I think that's something important to recognize is that in both experiments, the health of the pigs was very high. So we are not sure in high challenge pig, the response will be exactly the same, because I was previously mentioned by other authors, the complexity of the diet can have a bigger impact when we have these health challenge pigs. So probably the health of the pigs should be taken into account when we decided to implement the results for this research.
Gotcha. So that makes sense. So when it comes to recommending like a different type of budgeting program, I mean, like you just said, the health challenge is going to be a major concern about whether or not you want to make less complex diets at first and feed more of the N2 or N3 versus a complex N1. Are there any other considerations that someone should take into account when looking at maybe adjusting their feed budget program to be less complex versus more complex?
So something that we didn't observe any significant difference, but was observation in the barn, is that the pigs were a little bit dirtier, or we have more diarrhea incidents when we reduce the phases 1 and 2 budget. So probably to take it into consideration is that the number of medical treatments per pig is going to increase, which is going to increase the labor in the barns. So probably when we have this kind of challenge, or when we are very aggressive treating the pigs, that is going to increase the labor into the barns. On top of that one, so probably other consideration that we need to have is the ingredient cost. I mean, depending the income or the benefits for this program is going to depend for the price for the specialty ingredients that we have. So, and that is going to determine if the benefits is good or not for the implementation.
Kevin calls all swine experts. You already know the key to a profitable swine operation is healthy, productive pigs. Our team of swine experts are driven by curiosity to create science-backed ingredients and solutions that help you maintain feed and water quality, improve intestinal health, optimize nutrition, and eliminate pathogens. Learn more today by diving in at kemen.com/swine.
Gotcha. And you also mentioned earlier when talking about the different diets that you pelleted all these diets and you have you made similar amino acid levels and chemical compositions. So I guess when kind of to conclude, when taking all this into consideration, what are kind of the those driving factors you believe that are kind of the most important things to consider when creating a feed budget program?
Yes. So to have similar results as we got with these experiments, I think that is important that we need to pellet all the diets, phases 1, 2, and 3. We need to maintain the chemical composition of the SID lysine and the amino acid ratio as similar as possible between the different phases. And of course, these results can be implemented in flow of pigs that we know that have a good health status, and because we don't have the answer right now on how will be the response in health challenge pigs.
Gotcha. Well, I believe that's all the time we have. So thank you, Julian, for coming on the show and sharing all your research with us.
So thank you for inviting me.
Yep. And everyone else, thank you for listening to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt podcast. Please visit us at swinenutritionblackbelt.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast channel so you won't miss out on the next episode. See you next week.